Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Real quick, so Corey's got re-injured his groin. That'll be day-to-day. LDT has an ankle. We'll see what that looks like tomorrow. And then Michael Carter's in the concussion protocol.
Coach, can you talk about the defense? First seven possessions from the Eagles, they scored every single time.
Yeah. First half clearly wasn't good enough. Second half, thought we came out and showed some fight. A lot of self-inflicted wounds on some of those third and fourth down calls that we need to be better at, coaches, players, everybody. But they were able to sustain drives in the second half that some to their credit and some self-inflicted.
Robert, you made a comment just now about some of the calls that didn't seem to go your way. There were some questionable calls, it seemed, from our vantage point. What did you see?
In what regard? I'm sorry.
Questionable calls from the referees.
Oh, yeah, I'm not gonna get into all of that. You guys saw the game.
Did the quarterback change affect you guys at all, Robert, in terms of preparation during the week?
Obviously the QB run game wasn't there, but more RPOs. More intermediate to short game, which we all knew, but their O-line is one of the best in football. They did a great job protecting him. He was able to sit back there and find time and find checkdowns as our zones expanded, and so just all around it just wasn't good enough in terms of keeping him in the pocket and getting after him from a pass rush standpoint.
How much prep work did you do on Minshew? Because it appeared that Hurts was going to go all week.
A system's a system. You know, they weren't going to change your entire system all in one week. It just, what were they going to call more of, which we were very familiar with. It's, all right, you're not going to get the QB runs, but you're still going to get RPOs. You're still going to get more intermediate to short game, which is what they did. So everything that they did was expected. It's all part of their game plan. Where the plays were all the same. It's just, where was the ball going to go? Where Jalen might be a little bit more aggressive. We knew Minshew was going to be a little bit more intermediate, check down, where Jalen would run. We knew Minshew would hand the ball off from our RPO, or it'd be more RPO-ish, if you will. But and then from a pass game standpoint, where Jalen would tuck it and run, we knew that Minshew would try to buy time, and he just sat behind that offensive line and did a good job buying time and finding open receivers.
How much of a killer was the third quarter for the offensive perspective from a momentum perspective, where you only have three plays? So how much of a killer was that momentum?
It is. It, you know, to their credit, they possessed the ball. You know, they had the ball to end the first half, and then they come out and have a really long drive. I think it's 8 minutes on that first drive, and then obviously we go quick on our drive, and then they get the ball back and pretty much take up the entire third quarter. So, you know, that's big. So,
where do you go now, like the kicker? And it was just nerves.
Yeah, I mean, we got someone else in the building, and we'll just keep going until something works.
What was different with Zach? Obviously, he got off to a much better start than he had been. So what was clicking for him?
Zach, his footwork was awesome, his eyes, his tempo, playing within the scheme and not trying to overanalyze and from a guessing, or not guessing game, but trying to make defenses pay just because you might know what they're in. It's just... thought this was by far his best game in terms of just working progression and playing within the scheme, and wish we could have kept him in rhythm there in the second half, because I thought he was getting ready to have one of those an explosive game overall. So,
Robert, four first downs off a penalty. Is that something that you feel like you guys did to yourselves, or did you kind of question some of those calls?
Anytime you got to look at yourself first. You know, there's some self-inflicted wounds in there for sure, but you know, we got to be better in those regards, especially the ones that we can handle, the ones that we've got control over, and those are the ones that are the most frustrating.
With the Eagles having the ball for the first, I think it was 8:22 of that third quarter, do you think that hurt Zach's momentum a little bit and impacted him in the second half?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Just answered. So they had the ball to finish the first half. Then they go 8 minutes, and then it's a quick drive for us, and then they have the ball again for however many minutes it was. So you're looking at almost over an hour of real time where our offense was on the field for just a quick minute. So, it does, especially when it's cold and you're trying to stay warm and you're trying to stay in rhythm. All of that matters. So,
you kind of touched on it, but how disappointing is that considering that Zach?
It is. It's disappointing. Our offense was rolling. Scored 3 touchdowns early in the first half, and Zach and the receivers, the run game, all of it was working really well. And if we could have just got a stop early, felt like our offense would have turned around and gotten some points, and we had some chances there. But obviously, it just wasn't good enough. So,
what was the most disappointing thing defensively, Robert, in that first half?
Third down, all of it. It was a little bit of everything. Third down, especially.
How do you explain that, considering you guys played pretty well in the second half against the Texans and thought you could carry over that momentum? So why do you think you weren't able to?
Philly's got a really talented offense. Nick and his staff do a really nice job with scheme. But again, the frustrating part was I just wish we could have gotten a little bit more pass rush. Minshew was able to buy some time back there. But at the same time, we got to cover. Got to find ways to get the ball on the ground or find ways to win our one-on-ones. But like I said, in that first half, it wasn't nearly as good as it needed to be. In the second half, it got a little bit better, but some self-inflicted wounds allowed some drives to keep going.
Robert, when we were talking to Jeff earlier this week, there was a lot of discussion about the defense and the defense wanting this game to kind of put the Colts game behind them and show kind of the rest of the league that you guys can play good defensive football. When you say that throughout the week, when you kind of preach that message to the team, and then you have a game like this where the Philadelphia Eagles are able to score on 7 straight possessions. I mean, does it dishearten the locker room? Does it demoralize the locker room?
No, because every week you've got to step up and compete in this league and prove your worth. It doesn't matter teams, the whole Indianapolis, it doesn't matter. And I get it. It was a topic and it came up, but every single week it doesn't matter the opponent. It's a battleground. It's a proving ground every time you step on the football field. So there's, what's disheartening is that I know when we watch this tape and we sit down together, there's going to be a lot of missed opportunities that we had from a defensive standpoint to get the ball back to our offense, especially when they were rolling, especially on some of those third downs where we could have been a lot better. So.
Do you feel the defense made progress in the second half, holding the Eagles to only field goals?
For sure. Obviously they were able to kick field goals, but to hold up in the red zone the way we did, to hold up in the second half and to make them kick field goals showed the fight and the grit that this group has and the pride that they have. So it was good to see. Obviously, we don't want to allow any points, but it was at least good to see when their back was up against the wall to continue to fight and keep the points to a minimum.
Last two right here.
Obviously, you mentioned how you're disappointed in your defense on third downs. They're running some. Obviously, you guys run a lot of man on third down. They're running some man beaters, and that's how they're able to get you into the play. Why haven't you guys adjust and switch to prevent some of that?
We did. We went to some zones there in the second half. I started to mix in some zone, but when you get in there, their run game is really, really good, and they were able to create a lot of 3rd and 5, 3rd and less, 3rd and 6, and so you can mix in your zones, you can mix in mans, but at the same time, if you mix in too much zone, then it becomes check down, fall forward, first down, and vice versa, and if you go man, you get all these crossing routes, so it's a cat and mouse game that you try to play. I thought Brick did a good job changing it up, and really just, it held up some there in the second half by holding them to field goals. But again, it would have been good to not allow them in field goal range in the first place.
On the fourth down encroachment call on CJ, you were clearly upset with that call. Did you think Kelsey had moved the ball? I'm not trying to get you fined here. I'm just wondering what you saw there that you were upset about.
I'm just going to keep it quiet, but I'll address it tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.